American soldiers over there want magazines. An appeal from the trenches in France to the firesides in America. A request for magazines and similar reading materials came to this country by cable last week from the American soldiers fighting in France, some of whom came from Connecticut homes. There are many thousands of Americans over there, and it will take many thousands of magazines to keep them supplied with the kind of reading material they were accustomed to before they left home. So many, in fact, that isolated shipments of magazines will not go around. The United States government provided a way of getting plenty of magazines to the soldiers when it passed a law allowing them to be mailed for 1 cent apiece, but the American public has not yet taken full advantage of the plan. The people of Connecticut are urged to do all in their power to meet this need of the soldiers promptly. Everyone who has magazines that he has finished reading should mail them as quickly as possible. Volunteer war workers can do a great amount of good by collecting magazines and stamps from their neighbors and friends and mailing them. Care should be taken to follow the mailing instructions, which are printed in small type on the covers of nearly all the best-known magazines. Old magazines published before the special law was passed, and therefore not bearing the special printed instructions, cannot be sent this way. Connecticut State Council of Defense.